Recently, my husband and I experienced a shocking awakening. In the early morning, a brave accident victim emerged from the wreckage and came to our door. He had had a bad accident in the vicinity of our home. He needed our help. Our dog, Daisy, helped because she never stopped barking until we answered the door. We thank God that the gentleman, who is well loved by his family, survived. And we thank God that we were home to call 911. Please pray for his continued recovery. One ironic fact was that my husband had just preached a couple of sermons, which included a vivid illustration of an emergency rescue and how we need to be ready to help and share Jesus with others, and how Jesus Christ, our Savior, rescued us. If you'd like to hear those sermons, I'll provide links on my website at prayingpals.org on the radio page. Talk about timing. This recent experience reopened the topic not only of my husband's sermons, but also the topic of what it means to have a place of safety for me. I love my home. My husband and I are so happy here. It's so peaceful. And it's our place that we like to enjoy as an insulated refuge. I just feel really safe here and happy. But this recent experience included waking me up to the fact, literally, that even near here, a bad accident can happen. Danger can strike. But God is my place of safety, more than any home ever could be. And that's the way it can be for you. He has reminded me of this truth lately. He is my place of safety. Is he yours? He wants to be. He wants to be your refuge. He wants to be your savior, your shield, etc. In today's scripture, let's look more closely. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Psalm 18:2. Notice how God is described as my rock, fortress, savior, rock, repeated, shield, power that saves me, and my place of safety. All in one verse. Wow. It's hard to miss the point in that passage, isn't it? Later in the same psalm, in verse 28, something else really stood out to me. Quote, "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." Unquote. I recently posted a picture of Carrie and me. My sister Carrie and I are in ministry together as well. And I included that passage on the photo, actually, and posted it on Facebook. It is so true. Jesus lights our lamps. Let's reread that one again. "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." The Lord wants to illumine your darkness, be it related to health, family matters, job issues, or anything. He wants you to open your heart to His. He loves you, and he wants to be your place of safety. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for wanting to be our place of safety. Lord, I pray with those who haven't received you yet, come into our hearts, cleanse us of our sins. We repent. We rely on you and what you did on the cross and how you bore the punishment for all our sins, and then you rose again, conquering sin and death. We trust in you for salvation. We love you, Jesus. Rule our lives. And help us to always remember that you are our place of safety. We also pray for those who have sent prayer requests to Praying Pals. We ask for your best for each one. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for loving us so much. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Focus on the fact that Jesus Christ truly can be your place of safety, even if something like a bad accident occurs in the vicinity of your own home. Nothing changes Jesus. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.